Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1680. Low Sunday. Today I again offered myself to the Lord as a holocaust for sinners. My Jesus, if the end of my life is already approaching, I beg you, most humbly, accept my death in union with you as a holocaust, which I offer you today, while I still have full possession of my faculties and a fully conscious will, and this for a threefold purpose. Firstly, that the work of your mercy may spread throughout the whole world, and that the feast of the divine mercy may be solemnly promulgated and celebrated. Secondly, that sinners, especially dying sinners, may have recourse to your mercy and experience the unspeakable effects of this mercy. Thirdly, that all the work of your mercy may be realized according to your wishes and for a certain person who is in charge of this work. Accept, most merciful Jesus, this my inadequate sacrifice, which I offer to you today before heaven and earth. May your most sacred heart, so full of mercy, complete what is lacking in my offering and offer it to your Father for the conversion of sinners. I thirst after souls, O Christ. At that moment, the light of God penetrated my being, and I felt that I was God's exclusive property, and I experienced the greatest spiritual freedom of which I had had no previous idea. And at that same time, I saw the glory of the divine mercy and an infinite multitude of souls who were praising his goodness. My soul was completely drowned in God, and I heard the words, "You are my beloved daughter." The vivid presence of God continued throughout the whole day. May 1st, 1938. This evening, Jesus said to me, "My daughter, do you need anything?" I answered, "Oh, my love, when I have you, I have everything." And the Lord answered, "If souls would put themselves completely in my care, I myself would undertake the task of sanctifying them, and I would lavish even greater graces on them. There are souls who thwart my efforts, but I have not given up on them. As often as they turn to me, I hurry to their aid, shielding them with my mercy, and I give them the first place in my compassionate heart. Write for the benefit of religious souls that it delights me to come to their hearts in Holy Communion. But if there is anyone else in such a heart, I cannot bear it and quickly leave that heart, taking with me all the gifts and graces I have prepared for the soul, and the soul does not even notice my going. After some time, inner emptiness and dissatisfaction will come to her attention. Oh, if only she would turn to me then, I would help her to cleanse her heart, and I would fulfill everything in her soul. But without her knowledge and consent, I cannot be the master of her heart. I often communicate with persons who are dying and obtain the divine mercy for them. Oh, how great is the goodness of God, greater than we can understand. There are moments and there are mysteries of the divine mercy over which the heavens are astounded. Let our judgment of souls cease, for God's mercy upon them is extraordinary. On that Sunday after Easter, St. Faustina once again offered herself to the Lord as a victim soul for the conversion of sinners. She offered her approaching death for sinners. She wanted her life to be like that of Jesus, a complete self-offering for others. She offered her life especially for three intentions. One, that the work of mercy would be spread and that the feast would be proclaimed and celebrated. We know that this has come to pass, and we pray that it will continue to spread and become better known throughout the whole world. The second intention of her offering is that sinners, especially those in the throes of death, would turn to the Lord's mercy. The third intention was that the work of mercy would be realized and flourish as God wishes. She offered her sacrifice especially for a certain person who is in charge of this work, probably Father Sopochko. After Faustina offered her sacrifice, she was illuminated by God's light. She felt that she belonged only to God. She experienced a spiritual freedom that she had never experienced before. And she had an experience of heaven, seeing God's mercy and all of the souls glorifying his mercy. She had a Mount Tabor type experience, like a transfiguration, in which God said, "You are my well-beloved daughter." Jesus taught Faustina that we should put ourselves completely in his care. He will go about the work of making us holy. He only asks our permission to begin the work. We don't want to get in the way of Jesus' efforts on our behalf. And religious, those who are consecrated to him, should keep their hearts exclusively for Jesus. He wants to be the master of our hearts. Faustina works to obtain mercy for dying souls, and he says that we should not judge anyone. God wants to pour out his mercy on everyone and give us all a final chance for heaven.